Texas is a vast land of history and legend. For centuries, the state has been saturated in folklore and mythology, and contains its fair share of ghosts, UFOs, conspiracies, and buried treasure. It is also the home of monsters. For over 100 years, Texas has played host to encounters with upright walking canines, werewolves, or as they are now often called, dogmen. In 2021, a pattern seemed to emerge, giving rise to what some now call the Texas Dogman Triangle. Are these creatures real or imaginative hysteria? Urban legend or unidentified animal? Biological anomalies or spectral horrors beyond our comprehension? That depends on who you ask. Welcome to the Lone Star State. Welcome to the Texas Dogman Triangle. Thank you for tuning into Hey Strangeness. This very special and very short episode will pretty much just be me reading a chapter from the Texas Dogman Triangle. That's pretty much all it is. Full disclosure, I have a reading and an author signing scheduled at a bookstore in about a month, and I'm super nervous about it. So I figured this would be a really good way to practice, because if it sucks, I can delete it and then cancel the event. So that's kind of my plan. If you enjoy this, you can check out the book, The Texas Dogman Triangle, available at shop.smalltownmonsters.com and also on Amazon. And then in just a couple of weeks here, you can check out the film, The Dogman Triangle, Werewolves in the Lone Star State, available June 27th. So please enjoy, or don't enjoy, this reading of The Texas Dogman Triangle. Laura ran. Her sneakered feet fell heavy on the dusty gravel path. The terrain was uneven, but she kept her footing. Trees flew by on either side, her vision a blurry wash of green and brown, her breath ragged in the hill country heat. But she kept running. She was tempted to look back, to see if the thing was pursuing her, to see if she had any chance of escape or if she were moments from her demise, though it might be better not to know. She didn't look. Didn't dare divert one fraction of her attention from her desperate flight towards safety for risk of slowing down, stumbling, falling. To do so would almost certainly mean death. The thing behind her could not have anything behind its snarl but malintent. Survival depended upon flight. In 1977, Laura was camping in Meridian State Park with her boyfriend, David. One evening, she took a stroll at dusk along one of the park's many wooded paths, this one wrapping around Meridian Lake in the center of the campground. In an area she describes as the Bee Caves, Laura spotted the shadow of what she first thought to be a large man. She walked cautiously, quietly, careful not to hit her head on any low-hanging branches or catch her foot on a jagged rock. After passing the shadow, she heard what she describes as a huffing sound coming from behind her. When she turned, she saw something far more frightening than a large man. She screamed, "At the top of my voice," and she ran. Laura returned to the campsite in a state of near panic, still screaming. When David asked after the source of her distress, she offered one word in explanation. Werewolf. One can imagine an incredulous stare and the assumption that she must be joking. But Laura was deadly serious and stuck to her story despite anyone's disbelief. Of course, no one believed me, and of course, the giant wolfman was gone. The next morning, Laura again walked the circumference of the lake, this time accompanied by her boyfriend. When they came to the location of her sighting, the Bee Caves, she states that her chest tightened, panic once more setting in. To her relief, the creature was nowhere in sight, but it had not vanished without a trace. Imprinted in the mud, near the location of Laura's initial flight, was an animal track, an exceptionally large one which neither could identify. David knelt to examine it more closely. "That's no dog print," he said, "nor is it a bear paw print. It's time to go home." Laura left, and reports in 2019 that she never returned to Meridian State Park. Meridian, Texas is in Bosque County, roughly 50 miles northwest of Waco. The state park, which shares its name, lies just to the southwest of the city along Highway 22. Today the park is home to just over 5 trekkable miles for the intrepid hiker, and the Bosque Trail, so named for Bosque County, circles the lake. This may be the trail upon which Laura had her sighting. The Bee Caves to which Laura refers are likely an overlook of rocky ledges which provide a view of the central body of water. There are cabins available for rent on the lake for $50 per night with limited amenities, including nearby showers, electricity, and climate control. An additional set of screen structures are also available for groups of up to 8 campers. There is an array of semi-primitive to primitive outdoor sites on hand which can accommodate groups as large as 72. All this is to say that the details regarding the location of Laura's story can generally be confirmed. Meridian State Park does have a large lake circled by a walking trail, numerous caves, and rentable cabins. It is heavily wooded, and the land surrounding the park is rural and undeveloped. There are scattered homesteads and ranches along the country back lanes, but the entire county of Bosque was home to just over 18,000 in 2020. In 1977, estimates state that Bosque had just over 12,000 residents. The profile of this location is consistent with other areas of suspected dogman activity. Ample brush cover, acres of trees, a relatively small population spread out over a wide area where many neighbors live far apart. A state park with plenty of government-protected space. As observed elsewhere, there may be room for one or more large animals to move undetected between sources of water and food, exploiting these unobserved tracts of private and public land. Meridian lends itself to this possibility. In 1977, one camper may have been lucky, or unlucky, enough to encounter one. Laura's sighting is not accompanied by photographic evidence, yet it strikes a strong chord in the symphony of Texas dogman activity. Slotting neatly into the middle of the triangle, it lies between and adjacent to the southern sightings that make up the Wolf Mountain Cluster and the harrowing encounters which began taking place to the north near Dallas-Fort Worth in 2021. 1977 places it very early in the timeline of modern anecdotal encounters, shortly before the Plum Creek Monster ravaged the livestock of Lockhart in 1980. It is also another story of a witness terrified by what they can only describe as a wolfman, which by now has become a familiar succession of events. Laura's use of this term is significant. A quick internet search reveals that more than 30 werewolf-centric films were released in the 70s, many of them originating in Mexico, and some, more than one, featuring popular luchador, wrestler, and movie star Rodolfo Guzman Huerta, better known by his stage name El Santo. There may be other samples of media content which inspired Laura to shout, "Werewolf," although it is unlikely that she would have viewed or even been aware of them all. Would one, perhaps two, have been enough to cement the concept of werewolf in her mind? Did she confuse a normal animal or a tall human being for a paranormal monstrosity? Or did Laura really see an upright canid, the likes of which we are becoming all too familiar with? Footnote. Lovers of horror, science fiction, camp, pulp, parody, and the paranormal are encouraged to seek out El Santo's films. They are a delicacy to lovers of the bizarre. Footnote. This story was shared with True Horror Stories of Texas in 2019. There do not seem to be any additional sightings connected to Meridian State Park. At least, none of which we are currently aware. Thank you again for tuning into Hey Strangeness and for checking out this chapter read from the Texas Dogman Triangle. This is chapter 15, The Lakeside Wolfman. Be sure to follow Hey Strangeness on Instagram and Small Town Monsters, everywhere Small Town Monsters does anything, for updates on the Dogman Triangle, Werewolves in the Lone Star State, which is the documentary based on the book. You probably already know that if you're listening to this. Stay tuned for updates on future episodes. We've got two that we're already in the process of producing. Very excited to share those with you, as well as future episodes of Strange Conversations. Two of which are ready to go. We'll be dropping those later this week and the week after. You can also get updates on all of this stuff at heystrangeness.com, as well as our forthcoming membership program. That's right, you can join the Strange Folk and become a part of Hey Strangeness. We're really excited about this. We've been working on it for over a year. We've got a bunch of cool stuff to share with you guys. So just stick around for some more stuff, and watch out for werewolves, because they're real, especially in Texas. Okay.